Hello, folks.
Off-Grid Gary.
Today, we're going to discuss, the last video we did was on losing my friend. Well, this weekend we did a different approach, and we did do a video and put on YouTube. My daughter made fresh homemade bread, yeast bread, yesterday. She did 7 loaves, and while she was doing that, I started a good bonfire in my pit. And I hooked my new cold smoker up that I've never used, personally myself. My son's used it once and my wife used it once with decent success, but not great success because they didn't get the temperature cold enough for what they needed to do. I actually sat with it and we had a cooler night to start with, so I was able to have my cold smoker. When I first put my stuff on, I was able to have it at 100 degrees, and then I slowly maintained it down to between 68 and 70 degrees. And at the time I took my food off, it was down to 64 degrees. And I went 7 hours with mozzarella, Swiss, and cheddar cheese. And I cut this cheese up into a little bit smaller than sticks of butter so I could get a thorough smoke and the right size frame so it'd smoke in deeper. All the videos that I've been watching on smoking cheeses and all the stuff I've read up on smoking cheeses, naturally, the colder the smoke, the better. I did have it on trays of ice with a metal grate, and I did have to rotate my cheese so all sides would smoke evenly. But the last 3 hours, we never used ice because I had to fire down, I had to smoke box down to 64 degrees. So the last 3 hours we never even used ice. The cheese, you can tell, got smoked really, really hot and heavy, really good, because it changed the color of the cheese. All the edges had a little brown on them. I kept it cold enough, I didn't lose the actual shape of the cheese. I still had my sharp edges. And everybody that smokes cheese usually has their edges more rounded. Everything on the cheese came out, far as looks, came out beautiful. It was dark colored. It had a nice skin. After 7 hours, I would like to have kept it going for 10 hours to 12 hours. But I'll be honest, I was getting tired. I had a long day yesterday, so at 9:15 last night when I pulled them off the smoker. Generally, I'd probably waited till 11, 12 o'clock. But I wanted to really get a good night's sleep, so that's what I done. The cheese, we took a little piece of cheddar, and we took a little piece of Swiss, and we took a little piece of mozzarella. We cut it up. The whole family sampled it. And it was better than anything that you could buy. I'm not being modest when I say that, but you know, if you go to some of these high-end box stores where you buy the little box of smoked cheese that are really expensive, it actually had a better flavor than those. But what really made it nice was this was just off the smoker. It still has to be wrapped in plastic for 2 weeks. So that's what we did. We put all of our cheese late last night into a Ziploc bag, and we put a straw in it and pulled all the air out. And now we dated it and we put it in the refrigerator, and in 2 weeks we'll open it up and hopefully it'll taste even better than it did the 2 weeks before. If it tastes exactly the way it does last night, would be really good, because it was phenomenally well. And 1 to 10, I'd give it a 9.5. It was really good. But when you let it set and cure, it tends to taste better. This is my first batch of cheese that I've smoked at this temperature. We've done it a few other times. It came out good, but always melted. This did not melt. This had a lot better taste. The shape is square. All the edges are there. The color's good. And it actually got darker overnight, so I'm really curious if it's going to get darker as it ages in the refrigerator in that plastic. This, like I say, this is my first smoked batch of cheese in a cold smoker. I haven't had a chance to make bacon yet, and I haven't had a chance to smoke any hams in this smoker yet. We did kill 12 hogs so far in our hunt for this year. Me and my boys have trapped 12 wild hogs. And naturally, we haven't cooked all 12 hogs. But my dad got some, my mom got some. You know, my family got hogs. And then some of my friends got hogs, because you can only eat so many hogs. But the next batch that we get, we're definitely buying meat salts, curing salts, because I would like to make some of my own bacon. We're looking into some butcher twine, butcher rope, this kind of thing, so we can start hanging stuff in this smoker, in this cold smoker. And after we cure our meats, then we're going to start smoking our meats and then freezing, refrigeration, you know, something. And some of it we may preserve well enough we don't have to refrigerate it. We're still working on that process of this. Yeah, it's been fun, you know. What's going on in the world right now with COVID-19? Our governors are all locking states down again. If we have a new president, he's going to lock everything down. I mean, wake up, people. This is our chance. Because, for one, they're not going to lock me in. Two, I don't wear a mask. I'm not going to wear a mask. I stay on my homestead. You know, I don't have to go to town. I'm not saying I have an initial supply of food, because my wife does go to town and shop, but she, again, does not wear a mask. But we do live. And, you know, they've already canceled Mardi Gras, which I'm not a big Mardi Gras fan. They already canceled Mardi Gras. They've canceled all kinds of events fixing to come. And people, we don't have to worry about this. You know, if you live in the country, you can continue to live. If you live in town, you can continue to live. You just gotta know how to do it. Do I hang out with a bunch of people? No. But if somebody rides over to my house and they want to sit around the fire pit with me, watch me smoke cheese or hams or whatever it is I'm doing, I don't have a problem with that. You know, I have no problem standing 6 foot from somebody. But let me tell you something. When it comes time for smoking cheese or cooking, trying to keep your homestead up, you have a job to do. Life stays the same. You know, just because the governor says you can't do this doesn't mean it affects me at my homestead. Because everyday life on the homestead is still the same. We still have our animals to take care of. We still have food to make. We still have kids to raise. Life is no different today than it was January 1st of this year for us. Yes, it did put some crimps on us, but I'll be honest, it hasn't stopped me. You know, when they put us in an isolation and said, oh, you got to self-quarantine yourself for 2 weeks and stay home, we live out in the country. I work on cars for a living. I still worked on cars. We built a hog trap and got ready for hunting season just like we do any other year. And we're still cooking outside. We're still grilling. We're still doing everything that we want to do. We're still riding our solar golf cart, which I'm waiting for parts of my golf cart because I finally had a problem with it after numerous miles and I have to order a part on eBay. But solar cart didn't break down on me while I was on the road. I was able to make it home, had no issues or problems. And I think it's just a solenoid bat anyway, so it's not even an expensive fix. But with that being said, we have other means of bringing our game home. But for a 1987 solar-powered golf cart that I just converted to solar beginning of last year, it has done me really well. You know, I can take it camping. We have power all night because it's got so many batteries on the golf cart. It charges during the day with the solar. So, and again, I still don't have to mess with it or worry about it. My home system is solar. I don't have a power pole out here. My well is solar. Everything is solar. Everything works flawlessly well. You know, my homestead kind of takes care of itself. We have fallback wood heat. We have gas. We have a gas stove. We have a wood cook stove as well. And there's videos on that on YouTube as well under Off Grid Gary. You know, when you have a homestead, you can harvest your own firewood. You can raise your animals. You can life is just more comfortable. It's not an everyday rat race when you're on a homestead. It can be, but we are really slowing the pace down. Our work level has cut way down due to COVID, and it really hasn't hurt us because we really don't have no debt. And you see all these people saying, oh, wild hogs taste nasty. Let me tell you something. If you clean them things right, them things are better than any pork you'll buy off the storeroom shelves. It's delicious. You know, we ice, we salt and ice and put a little vinegar in our ice water for at least a week while it bleeds out, while it's aging. And once you do that, you can package it up, grind it up, whatever, and you've got some really good meat. I actually made homemade boudin with the front shoulders and the liver, and used the seasonings from the garden, all the bell peppers, banana peppers, you know, this kind of thing, onions, garlic, onion tops, you know, the green onion tops. It was phenomenal. I froze a bunch, and I actually ordered a meat grinder from my wife's KitchenAid, and we're going to thaw that out, and we're going to put it in the lynx sausage, intestine. We're going to roll it out like sausage in lynx, and then it's going to go on the cold smoker and probably smoke for 10 to 12 hours. And hopefully we'll have another batch of hogs, because I also want to do homemade sausage. And if we get any deer, we'll do some homemade deer sausage as well, and probably some deer bacon. And I want to make some regular bacon. So life on the homestead, we're still doing just fine. You know, the COVID thing hasn't shut us down. Life is good. You know, I just tell people, I like to keep this going and to let people know, you don't have to let somebody tell you what you can and cannot do. You don't have to be told to confine, whatever, you know. There is plenty of public parks. There's plenty of national forest. Now, if you're on a national forest, if you look at the rules, there is a certain amount of hunting you can do on them. And, you know, if you do it legal, you have a lot of fun. You can show your kids how to hunt. And if hunting is not your thing, you can also do fish. You can go to the river and catch fish. You don't have to, you know, anytime you can get something off the land, you know, biggest thing I do, I just make sure I have a valid fishing license. And I have my large game license for deer and whatever else I'm hunting this large game. And that covers squirrels, rabbits, that kind of thing. And as long as you have your license, you put it in one of these watertight little containers they'll usually give you, or they sell you for a buck. You clip it on there, you just clip it to the back of your backpack. So whenever you go to the woods, you always have your backpack with you anyway, because you got your gear you survive off while you're gone from the homestead. So, excuse me. So whatever happens, you have all the tools required to take care of that animal with you at that time. You have the proper paperwork with you. So let's say you kill a deer. You write a tag out, stamp its foot, put it on its foot, or call it in, however your state requires you do it, and you bring it home and you process it. You know, and if you have a smoker or a cold smoker, you can really make some really good meats. And let me tell you, if you're not sure how to process your own meat, there's always a video on YouTube for this. YouTube frowns on butchering animals, but they still have links where you can watch how to butcher an animal. If you're not sure how to process as far as salt cure or smoke, there is videos on that to learn from. Look, I'm not a pro at this. I watched several videos on how to cure meats. I've yet to cure my own meat. But my next animals that we do process, we are going to cure. I don't believe we'll lose any of the meat because I'm a pretty good watch. If I watch a video and it's well explained, generally I have to watch one video. I've watched probably 100 videos. I want to make sure I do this right, and watching other people's techniques, you'll learn your own. At least that's the way I work. And with that being said, it's nice to be able to process, because if you've never done it, it's kind of nasty the first few times learning how to process because you got blood all over your hands or whatever. But here's the thing, it's all a part of life. people are forgetting how to process their own meats. People are forgetting how to do certain skills because of McDonald's, Burger King, Popeyes, KFC, all these fast food restaurants. You know, people are busy rat race for life. They don't take the time to prepare something that really tastes good. I'm going to be fair. There's no fast food joint that can make food as good as what I make. And I'll be honest, a lot of your high-end restaurants can't make food like I make. Anytime I'm outside where I've got my fire pit or a smoker, I can make some really good meats and really good foods. I hadn't made my own bacon or processed salt-cured food yet, but I know I can do it. And once I get to that stage of the thing, I'll do another podcast and let you know how that goes. But we did cheese and homemade breads this weekend, and it was absolutely incredible. And what I really look forward to is in 2 weeks being able to try that cheese. We're actually going to give some cheese away to different friends to let them sample it and see how they like it. And we'll do an update on that as well. If it's no good, somebody will say it, and I'll put it down and say, well, I had one person that didn't like it or whatever. But I don't think that's going to be the case. This stuff came out really good, really enjoyable. So with that being said, I think this is going to be a really good success. So I look forward to doing a lot more cheeses. And I look forward to starting my curing process. I've already been buying curing salts. And, you know, I'm taking this time in life where all the news is bad, because I'll be honest, we don't even turn our TV on and watch news anymore. I couldn't tell you who the president is at this particular point because I don't watch, because I know who I voted for. And if they're going to steal the election from him, let me tell you, I'm still going to keep living the way I'm living. But being I'm in this state of time in my life, I am going to learn how to process some of these meats. And I'm not saying I'm scared. I'm just saying we live in a life I'm not sure of. So it definitely pays to keep the homestead going. You know, as long as the homestead is rock solid, life is good for us. You know, I don't have to worry about utility bills, phone bills, this kind of thing. If they want to do a worldwide reset, it's not going to stop me. If my cell phone goes dead and I can't produce podcasts or YouTube videos, yeah, it might kind of suck and get a little lonely for a while. But let me tell you something, it's not going to stop me from living. You know, and again, people, solar power is where it's at. You can do all the solar you want. You can charge your cordless tools on solar. I have a cordless chainsaw that runs, that charges on solar. Everything I have charges on solar. I don't have to have gas to survive. Don't have to have a generator to survive. I'm just saying the small things in life are really nice, especially if they do this worldwide reset. If they do this worldwide reset, you're going to be glad you have a small solar system. You don't have to have a large solar system. If you have a 300-watt panel and a boost controller, you can have 16 batteries on that thing and it'll keep it charged. And then when you need power, you have, if you're like 6-volt golf cart batteries, you have close to a 5K backup battery bank. That's enough to run your house for a couple of days with no solar, if you're careful. And if you have a 300-watt solar panel with a boost controller, if you're careful, you can live on that. You know, I've got 8 solar panels, and I have another probably 18 panels put up. So, I mean, I can make power. And with that being said, anytime you can make your own power, your refrigerator is going to keep your food safe. Otherwise, you're going to have to cold smoke with no electricity. You're going to have to salt cure and smoke and find a place to hang it in a cool place so it doesn't rot. I like the idea of having power to where I can do both, where I can refrigerate it when I'm done and still have the processed meat for like bacon, hams, that kind of thing. You know, and as long as you can make homemade bread like my wife and daughter can, and you have a regular food pantry, you know, where you can can vegetables, grow a garden, all this stuff just makes your food bill less. And it makes your food taste better, a lot better. This took quite a step from last weekend, you know, I was still getting over the loss of my friend. Life will never be the same without him. And the hardest thing I ever had to do was to make all this smoked food and not send him a video and not save him a piece of this cheese to try, because he would have been out here with me doing this. And the hardest thing for me was to not send him the video. But I did send his mother the pictures of it, and she was very happy. And life goes on, you know, with and without your friends or family. If you lose someone, life still goes on. You might miss them dearly, but life still goes on. And with a rough year that everybody's having, it's not just me, everybody's not having a good year due to COVID. But with everything that is going on, if you have a homestead and you keep it going, life, for the most part, will stay the same. But of course, if you lose a loved one, it does change things. Things naturally aren't the same, but you keep building and keep going on. Life does get better. And it will get better, you know. And like I say, I'm not sure who's president. I'm not watching the news. All we're doing is enjoying our homestead, enjoying smoking cheeses, enjoying processing our foods, and enjoying the family time I have with my sons and my daughter, enjoying the life that we have. And with that being said, we're going to close this episode out. Don't forget to hit the like and subscribe button if you're on my YouTube channel. I'm also on MeWe. I want to thank Anchor again for giving us the opportunity to have this podcast. Anchor's done a fantastic job at helping us edit and learn our video. I'm sorry about the last couple videos. I didn't realize my mic wasn't working properly. I hope this mic is working properly. I'm also speaking a little louder into it, so hopefully you will be able to hear my podcast a little better than the last one. And with that being said, we're going to call it quits. I want to tell everybody to have a fantastic weekend. Today is Sunday. I cannot tell you the date because I don't look at a calendar. But I do know today is Sunday. And I know we're in November. So with that being said, I want everybody to have what's left of the weekend, to have a great weekend. And if you have a smoker and you haven't used it in a while, fire that baby up and enjoy it. Enjoy the life of good flavored food. And with all that being said, stay vigilant. Stay safe. And enjoy life on the homestead. Thank you and have a great day. Bye-bye.